Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. How we handle mistakes and disappointment, I think, defines us as human beings. Thanks for listening. My name is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. This podcast gives us a chance to share specific strategies and techniques that I think will help improve our ability to be sincere and caring as we serve those who are important around us. When you think about history, Michael Jordan didn't make his ninth grade basketball team. He had to wait a whole year to try out his sophomore year. Can you imagine being a coach that cut Michael Jordan, one of the greatest basketball players of all time? Walt Disney was fired from his first job. In his letter of termination, it said, "Walt, you're not creative enough to work with our company." Walt Disney, can you imagine? And on the back of that letter, he sketched a stick figure that became Mickey Mouse. Oprah, when she was 14, pregnant, abused, and poor. Now it's one name that identifies her for generations. So oftentimes it's how we handle disappointment that defines us as a human being. We want to put ourselves in a position to realize that mistakes happen, disappointments occur, that we're all not perfect. I think it's important that when we make a mistake or we disappoint someone, we got to say it flat out. "I am sorry that I've disappointed you," or "I'm sorry I made a mistake." And be very specific. And the second part of a good apology is to make sure you do it right away, that you're sincere. That you also want to make sure that you tell them, or the group, or the person that you may have offended, or the mistake that you made, it'll never happen again. And if you really want to make sure you close the loop, include that you're better than that, that our organization is better than that. That we had a bad day, that we made a mistake, and we want to make sure you know how badly we feel about that mistake. I think that helps us as we think about disappointments. And to make sure that oftentimes character is defined by how we react to losing. Not necessarily winning, but how we handle those life disappointments. That we put ourselves in a position where character in our heart comes out when there's kinks in our armor. And other people are watching how we handle disappointment. I think that's a very important part of being authentic and being real. Because we look at history, we look at our own personal lives, we're not perfect. We make mistakes. As an institution, we want to make sure we're committed to being better. I like to think that we're a great school, but also I'm appreciative of the fact that we're constantly evaluating ourselves. We're constantly surveying our students and our graduates and our alumni to do what we can to be better. Institutions can be friendly. You can have a lot of training programs to help people smile and to wave. It's being responsive. It's bending and not breaking. It's paying attention to those that have no voice, to give them a voice, and to understand that we're listening to all those that we serve as best we can. That is a true, authentic institution, and that I think that defines authenticity for individuals and leaders as well as followers.